Manchester City fans could get used to this. Second Premier League title in three seasons for a club that was once a byword for failure.
For a City fan of a certain age, we went through too much to really get used to this. These are great, 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 great days. I think the young'uns who support City now, the young lads, they'll get used to it. We'll never get used to it.
In manager Manuel Pellegrini's first season in charge, City closed out this title like champions.
The blue moon is rising again.
But despite his players' best efforts, the Chilean was not getting carried away.
My first year here in England, it's not easy to be accustomed used to what at English football, but I think that they manage a great group of players, a great institution and great fans.
Those who weren't there get a chance to celebrate the team this evening.
There'll be 10,000 fans here in Albert Square to greet Manuel Pellegrini and his team at the start of a victory parade for City's champions. A year ago, Manchester United were painting the town hall red. Well, it's blue now, and there's no question the balance of power in Manchester and English football has shifted.
City may be champions of England, but this victory was also celebrated in Abu Dhabi, whose ruling family have paid for all this success. They've spent £1 billion transforming City, but their extravagance may come at a price. Today, UEFA is expected to fine the club £50 million for breaking rules that limit spending. For City's critics, it will be further evidence that they've bought the title. The fans will think it was worth every penny. Paul Kelso, Sky News.